I've got to get, I don't know if I need to get the Gopher server too gung-ho about these AMR files. Having them being a little inconvenient may not be that bad of a thing. This is somewhat private stuff. Haven't added a lot of other things to the update to the Gopher server lately besides these recordings. It's a full moon. Beautiful looking. Oh. Oh, I don't know what to talk about. When this is semi-public, you're trying to censor yourself. It just ends up being a lot of censoring to the point to where it's like, he's being quiet. You're like, yeah. I'm thinking about some work things. Thinking about some church things. Two major things I do. I guess it just ends up being a lot about I don't know. Making sure you're not getting stomped on, taken advantage of. Stuff like that. Anyway, so I need to develop some boundaries. This is the only institution I've ever seen where information technology was actually under facilities. I'm not saying that it doesn't make any sense, but it's just so it's so different. And so it came with a different kind of style. And I think that's a big reason why it was so security minded, was because of the influence of being under the responsibility of facilities, which is big on facility security. And that's exactly what they should be. The fact that sometimes these two functions can use some shared network space is not a compelling argument. Because it does. It says instead of being about information, it worries a lot more about like an automated key control system or an automated alarm system. And you're going, no, this is new. This is called the Internet of Things. This is and universally put out there that this shouldn't be, a particularly cloud handled. These things have not caught on, and there's a few reasons. The exposure to hackers is one of the big things. The ability of somebody to all of a sudden take control of all of your environmental systems. Because you've made it so that some company can start playing with your controls, open your doors for you, all that groovy stuff. This is, I'm the first guy that says these are things that should not be readily available. And these things should firmly be under somebody whose chief concern is for facilities management and for facility security. It shouldn't be under information technology, to which you have to put in a request, and these things take time. IT things tend to get pushed aside to the thing where this has to happen immediately because it's a security issue, and you go, this is not how IT works. IT does not work on that kind of level, and the fact that it was being shoehorned into this role as a subunit of facilities is inappropriate. So, and I don't know if I'm going to have a confrontation about this or not. My proposal is that the person who put in a lot of this stuff, they are now available as a contractor. Says, so how you should take advantage of that. I think contract with the man, have him come in and do this stuff, because now he's got the time. He knows the systems, he knows your layout, he knows everything. Sounds like a perfect contract for me. So putting in a set of switches to isolate this is rather simple. Because you don't even need us, and it doesn't need to be managed. Is because anytime you need to change something, anytime you're going to want to do something, it's all going to be, you'll have to put in a request. It'll get handled at some point in the future. And you can sit there. There's not, I don't want a bunch of people sitting down. I've got already too many people that come and visit me and sit down and basically complain about the fact that something they want hasn't materialized yet. And you're going, I'm the chief information officer. He says, I'll tell you, I'll decide what's the highest priority that you don't get to. Okay? So we're going to have that little meeting. Say, this is what IT is getting out of right now. There's absolutely no reason why IT should be in charge of ID badges. This is not relevant to our function. This is something that other people need to do and other people need to know. Not part of our workflow. They're in charge of making things work. This constant thing of constantly having to come to IT for everything. As we'll set standards about what we want to have for printers. If other departments want to spend money on printers, that's fine. That's their business. So, but as we aren't going to provide technical support outside of our realm. If you want to have IT's help with something, it'll be put in under IT's auspice. This whole thing about paper. Why on earth am I getting involved in paper? What are supplies? Why am I ordering paper? What? What IT function is that? The whole attitude of, if there's a computer involved, everything around it goes through IT. Get your own keyboards, get your own mice, get your own headsets. It's said, these are not IT items. I want to expand the ability of people to use CDW. It's a good resource. Doesn't need to be hamstrung. Doesn't need to go through a few things. But you gotta know. If you take we're gonna make IT choices. And this isn't gonna be, you know, anyway, so talking about work, I guess it makes sense since I'm going into work. And the devolving of certain things for instance, if we were going to get into esports, I really don't want it running over our network, particularly the same network that students and student data and financial data live on. I'd rather have that on a whole separate system, because if esports does well, it needs to be very, very, needs to be very responsive to needs. So my thought would be completely that we need some network segregation. And VLANs. Involve a level of maintenance and configuration that doesn't lend itself very well to this sort of stuff. Tendency is high bandwidth. And I don't want an esports competition to all of a sudden grind grind the network down to a halt, but I also don't want us to have to improve the entire network for one lab of 12 computers that are performing no other function besides esports. Says, and yet again, not an IT function. So, I think I'm going to have to clamp down some of this stuff. It's all very exciting, but I'm not going to upgrade the entire campus in favor of this. Most of our data intensive stuff is getting outsourced anyway. So that's kind of where I stand on all of that.